One of the best ways to cut down on the use of fossil fuels is to use none at all. Environmentalists say get out of your car and get on your bike. And just about everybody says when you ride a bike, wear a helmet. Well, the government minister in Britain is also encouraging people to ride, but he won't wear a helmet. Now, that wouldn't matter so much, except that Norman Baker is the minister responsible for cycling safety in Britain. And that caught the attention of our helmet-wearing London correspondent, Laura Lynch. She invited Mr. Baker out for a ride.
Before we hop on, Norman Baker has been a bareheaded bike rider for many years, but it only became an issue 2 weeks ago when helmet advocates like Julie Townsend spoke out.
We think it's very disappointing that the minister is choosing to ignore the very extensive evidence we have that helmets are effective in reducing the risk of serious head injury.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
So here I am, just outside the minister's office in downtown London, heading out for a ride with Norman Baker.
I think we make a fine pair on our bikes. Have you ever been in a scrape or an accident?
No.
Then you're doing better than me.
Is that right?
I had a very bad one once.
Yeah, that's probably because you're wearing a helmet, you're saying.
Now, I'm no fanatic advocate of helmets, but I do like to be safe. So our formal interview took place on the sidewalk, not while we were cycling. I asked him why he doesn't wear a helmet.
Well, the first reason is I don't want to, and I don't want to be told by government what I should and shouldn't do. This is a very good reason to have that sort of restriction placed on me. Secondly, I think it can be actually less safe wearing a helmet because drivers actually drive closer to people with helmets on than without. And the third reason is I want to, as a minister, stress the freedom that comes with cycling, not the restrictions that are associated with it.
The libertarian argument is one he's made before. But the minister has more reasons for bearing his balding head aboard his bike.
You've got more contact with the world around you. You get the wind blowing through your hair, what's left of it. All those sorts of things, I think, are an attraction for cycling. And it's one of the reasons why people like cycling.
Mr. Baker regularly bikes from his office to the House of Commons in time for parliamentary votes. He boasts he can make the trip in 3 minutes.
Now, aside from the wind going through your hair, such as it is, how does the helmet interfere with any of that?
Making people wear cycle helmets, dressing up in fluorescent costumes, may in fact give the impression that cycling is somehow a risky activity. It isn't. Cycling's, by and large, statistically quite a safe activity. And by making it look risky, people are getting a wrong impression of cycling, and that may also put them off.
Now, I'm trying not to take this personally, but it's hard. Not only am I wearing a helmet, I'm also decked out in a garish fluorescent vest, cycle gloves, tights, and running shoes. He couldn't look more, well, as he puts it, more English. Dark suit, yellow tie, he tucks his pants inside his socks. Now that's what I call risky, particularly for one's wardrobe.
Well, just about there. Okay. Let's look across there.
The ride, brief as it is, has gone smoothly, though I notice he doesn't use hand signals. Even though helmets aren't mandatory, his own department's policy encourages people to use them. Even that isn't enough reason for him to change gears.
Most people, and certainly most cycling groups, and a few health professionals, surprisingly perhaps, have been very supportive of the stance I've taken. The tide of comment is very much in my direction from people who've contacted me.
And so Norman Baker won't be changing his unhelmeted mind anytime soon, ignoring the advice of the department he runs, a renegade on a bike following his own path down London's crowded streets. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch on the streets of London.
You can watch Laura and Mr. Baker on their bikes with and without helmets, respectively, at theworld.org.